This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein in Amman yesterday, reaffirming the strong partnership between the two countries as they prepare to mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. The discussions focused on expanding cooperations across trade, industry, digital technology, fertilizers, infrastructure, agriculture, energy and people-to-people exchanges, with both leaders confident that the visit would deepen bilateral ties.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आज की बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Welcoming Prime Minister Modi, King Abdullah II said the visit reflected decades of friendship, mutual respect and productive cooperation. He highlighted the opportunity to chart new paths of economic collaboration in areas such as industry, ICT, pharmaceuticals, agriculture and energy and welcomed the signing of agreements and memoranda of understanding. The leaders met in restricted and delegation-level formats, including recalling previous interactions and underlining historic ties. Noting India as Jordan's third-largest trading partner, Prime Minister Modi proposed enhancing bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years and encouraged collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's unified payments interface. Both sides also discussed investments in fertilizer production to meet India's growing demand. Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman today. The Lok Sabha has given its nod to the supplementary demands for grants for first batch for 2025-26, seeking Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. This includes proposals with a net cash outgo of over 41,455 crore rupees, including over 18,000 crore rupees expenditure towards a fertilizer subsidy. The bill also proposes gross additional expenditure of 90,812 crore rupees, matched by savings of the ministries and departments. The lower house also approved the appropriation number for Bill 2025. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. President Draupadi Murmu did not give her assent to the West Bengal University's Law Amendment Bill 2022, which had proposed to make Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee the Chancellor of all state universities. With the President's disapproval of the bill, there will be no change in the post of Chancellor in state-run universities in West Bengal. India's unemployment rate, UR, declined to 4.7% in November this year at its lowest since April for individuals aged 15 years and above. According to Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, monthly labour force and unemployment data, rural unemployment eased to a new low of 3.9%, while urban unemployment fell to 6.5%, matching the lowest reading recorded earlier this year. The Maharashtra State Election Commissioner, Dinesh Vagmare, has announced the election schedule for 29 municipal corporations in the state, including the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC. Elections will be held on 15 January, while counting of votes will take place on 16 January. Addressing a press conference, the commissioner said the elections will be conducted for a total of 2,869 seats, including 227 seats of the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation. The draft electoral rolls under the first phase of Special Intensive Revision SIR will be published in West Bengal today before the draft voter list gets published. The commission appointed special roll observers who are scrutinizing the work in many assembly constituencies in the state. The United States has issued a security and travel alert for Bangladesh, warning of possible violence as the country heads towards its national parliamentary election and a simultaneous referendum scheduled for 12th of February next year. In a notice released yesterday, the U.S. Embassy in Dhaka said the alert applies to all of Bangladesh and reflects concern that political rallies and demonstration may become more frequent and intense in the run-up to the polls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.